Hi, I'm Megan Hillica, a grieving mother turned grief coach. I now support, guide, and offer tools to navigate the unthinkable of child loss to other moms who also know this pain. I help you go from empty, lost, and broken to learning to carry your grief and live alongside it. If there's one thing I want you to see, it's hope. Hope that there's life after loss. Hope that there's so much more for you. And encouragement that you're normal. All of this is possible, along with never forgetting or moving on from your baby or child. I'm holding on to hope for you until you are ready to hold it yourself. Welcome to Grieving Moms Podcast. Hello, this is Megan Hillica. I am your host. And today we're going to talk about things I learned and the things that were amazing in 2023, my wins and losses. I did do this last year and it was kind of fun to do. So I'm going to maybe make a tradition that every year, at the end of the year, I'll do an episode like this. We'll see. So before we dive in, I want to share a little story from a mom I recently worked with. She says, I jumped on the RRT sessions to help me lessen the anxiety I had about an upcoming trip. Previous experiences traveling with a family member had left me shut down, upset, and unable to enjoy my time. I didn't want to repeat the same thing. In our sessions, we talked about what I was afraid of, we visualized, and Megan guided me to a place where my nervous system reaction would no longer freeze up and freak out. During my trip, there were some of the same issues, and I noticed how much more clear my brain was and how much stronger I felt. I still hated some of this person's behaviors, but I was able to see them for what they were, take care of me, and still make the best of our trip. If you're struggling with any anxieties, I highly recommend Megan. She's so kind and knowledgeable and really helps you feel comfortable. As a busy mom and entrepreneur, I loved how the sessions keep working in the background of my life, without me having to add extra to my full plate. I want to just highlight that, this little piece she said about without having to add extra to my full plate. This is so amazing about RRT and what I do, is because a lot of times when you invest in coaching or different types of therapy, they give you a lot of homework. You've got all this homework to do. You got to write these things out and journal every day and all this stuff, which can be really overwhelming when you're busy, you're already in survival mode, you don't have time to do that kind of stuff. But with the work that I do, I tell people there's nothing that you need to do. You just go about your life and let your brain kind of start to organize everything we talked about and worked on, and everything will just start keep clicking into place over time. So there's nothing, like no homework, there's nothing you need to do, anything like that. So it's pretty, pretty amazing. And I also want to say that I've changed the setup of my calls where you pay a one-time fee and then you get as many sessions as you need to clear that issue. So you're coming for a specific issue, whether it's anxiety or trauma, and then we work together on the issue until it's gone. And we're going to work on that for however many sessions you need. I think it's really amazing. And so, in essence, I'm guaranteeing that this issue will be gone and you'll be done with it. Imagine in 30 days not having anxiety, or in 30 days trauma, even lifelong trauma, something you dealt with as a kid that's still affecting you today, all the effects of that completely gone. So if you're interested in learning more, you can get my free training about anxiety and trauma at getridofanxietyforgood.com. So let's dive into the things that I learned, the lessons, I don't know if you want to call them losses. They're more just things that the challenging parts of the year that I learned from them. Really resting in the waiting. Let me explain about this. So it was very challenging to live in the bus when we were ready to be done living in the bus. I was ready, actually, to be done in the bus in like May or June. And we ended up living in it until November. So that's a long time to live in that kind of way, in the bus. It's a very unconventional way to live. when you're ready to be done with it. But anyways, when we imagined coming back to Minnesota, we hoped to buy a house, but there were so many unknowns and fears as well. Like, is it a good time to buy a house? How would it happen? Housing prices are so high, but so is rent. So either way, it's a cost of living these days. So we planned on coming back to Minnesota in October and hopefully buy a house at some time. And if that didn't work out, then we would rent. And if that didn't work out, I guess just keep living in the bus, which was like plan F, because I didn't want that to happen. Because even rentals for our size of family are hard to come by. Not many people are willing to rent to a family of nine, right? So anyways, I would go from like this place, this little bit more fear of what is going to happen. Are we going to buy a house? Are we renting? Are we going to keep living in the bus for another year? The not knowing what was coming up next was really challenging. And then we'd get questions like, why are you planning on coming back to Minnesota? Like, why are you coming here? You don't even have a house or a rental lined up. Like, how can you be planning on coming here when you don't even have anywhere to live? And I'm like, well, we haven't found one yet. So how can we have one lined up if we haven't found one? But here's the lesson I learned in all of that, in all of that unknown, in all of that waiting, like not knowing what was going to happen. It is challenging when you like to know what's going to happen next and you have no clue. It's a challenging place to be. But that's kind of life in general, right? And so that's why I want to share this, is because this is what I've learned, that this is a very challenging space to be in, of not knowing. No idea if it will work out. But then I would go back into this place of trusting that it will all work out. I had no idea how. I didn't know how we would buy a house and if we would find one. And if we put in an offer, if we'd get it, all the things. But I kept going back to trusting it will all work out. Not only did this feel much better for me, it actually did all work out, like perfectly. And there were no hiccups in closing. We went and looked at houses in person one day, and we bought one of the houses that we looked at that day. And there were no issues anywhere along the way. It just went great. So it's a reminder to me for all things in my life that I can intend to do something. I can move towards it and plan on that happening. But also, in the end, everything will go exactly how it's supposed to go. That it just start going and things work themselves out. And I trust that everything will happen how it's supposed to. Even if it's not exactly how I thought it was going to, that I can figure it out and it will all be like perfect how it's supposed to happen. So like even if we would have gotten into a rental instead of a house, then it would have just been like, okay, that's what was meant to happen. And like that felt really good. Now we're in a rental and we blah, 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 blah. Then we like get in that headspace of that's great and that's how it's supposed to go. But this gives me a lot of peace when I put my trust in this way, because it just really takes away the having to force anything or having to try to figure something out. It's just like, okay, yep, this is what, I mean, obviously we have to figure it out. We got to go that direction, but in the end, things will work out how they're supposed to. The next thing I want to share is part of living in the bus longer than when I didn't really want to anymore was the like grounding and regulating my body in the constant change, constant kind of unstable environment, constant, like loudness, noise of confined spaces with a bunch of kids. It was really chaotic a lot of times. The constant wondering where we're going to sleep that night, especially out west on the coast where there weren't really any good places to park. It's totally fine if you're boondocking and there's lots of places to park and all that. Like it's a way different experience. But when you get to places that there's nowhere to park, and even places like Walmart, you can't park. So it was kind of like, well, where are we sleeping? Because We didn't do any planning ahead. We just don't operate that way, or we haven't. Maybe we will in the future, but we just would, you know, because we didn't know how long we were going to be anywhere. We had no idea how long we'd be anywhere. So it was just kind of like we didn't book or reserve places. But we also couldn't drive the bus at night because the lights go out sometimes. This is something we need to get fixed at some point. So it adds like a level of stress. Like if we didn't have that problem, we would be able to keep driving if we didn't have a spot. But that layer that we can't drive at night just made it more stressful. So in the beginning of our travels, all those stressors were just fine. Like, because the joys and the ability to travel like that completely outweighed the stressors. So like the noise level, the kids constantly by you and like not really being able to get any quiet or peace and quiet ever. It was all fine. And it really was just a part of the way we were living our life. But towards the end of it, it started to flip-flop where the stressors were outweighing the joys. And then it's definitely made us so thankful to be in a house now. But it was challenging to continue to ground my body, my mind, and navigate all those stressors and the noise levels. Trying to get out by myself for a little bit to get peace and quiet in my brain. That was challenging. That was a hard part of this year. The last kind of section I want to talk about is more related to business. Business is really challenging and it will test you in every way possible. Being an entrepreneur, growing a business and helping others, well, to other people, this may look very simple. It may seem simple. It's one of the most challenging things I've ever done. It's made me grow. It's tested my capacity and my abilities. So again, this year, growing my business and thus expanding my capacity to help others has challenged me in many, many ways. And one lesson that really came home to me this year was giving myself permission to work on my business and get a babysitter to help out so I can focus on work while I'm working. And another lesson that came from a lot of worrying about what other people think of me as I go about this business of helping others is learning that that worry isn't helping me help others. So I've just been bringing my focus to the ones who are looking for what I have to offer and speak to them only. I don't really care what anyone else thinks. I'm just here to help the ones that I'm helping, specifically in my business. And that's pretty freeing, but it's been a challenging lesson to learn. So those are the things of the lessons. I obviously have a lot more, but that is what I think of today. So let's talk about the amazing things this year that we experienced. And that happened. We traveled the country in our bus still. We started in January and we just bought a house in November. So we went to Florida, across the southern states. We stayed in Arizona. We stayed in Utah for 3 months and had a baby there. Like, we were just kind of like, wow, it's not very often that people get to experience this kind of thing where you just go try living somewhere for a couple months. So we got to experience what it's like to live in Utah. Then we went west through Nevada, California, Oregon, Washington, and did a big loop back towards Minnesota through Montana and Wyoming and Idaho. It was amazing in so many ways. And it's kind of crazy to think that we were traveling like all that much. It just seems crazy. It feels like a distant memory in this moment. And as I'm loving being in a house, but it's amazing that we've done all that. We've had so many great memories from those times when we're traveling. And I've really just appreciated the family time that we got now, especially as we've been back in Minnesota and we've been around extended family and friends. And life is really busy here. And obviously we can learn how to not do things and just stay home. But that's going to be a challenge for us this year, I think. But it's just like that family time that we had when we're traveling in the bus, and we spent so much time together, and it was just so amazing. I'm really grateful for that family time that we had, because it sometimes life and outside things can get so busy that you just don't take that time. And we got that in the bus, and I'm really grateful for that. That has shown us what a gift that is and how we want to bring that forward into our life. In the beginning of this year, I started learning rapid resolution therapy. I had no idea what it was back in January, but I started getting training in February, and it's changed my life. And now it's changed how I do work and work with people. It's been incredible. It makes so much sense to me. But not only that, I'm able to make a difference for people so quickly and so clearly. And it really just gives me a lot of purpose in helping people in this way. And then it's changed my life in so many ways. So much energy that I've spent in different like preoccupations or worry or anxieties. And getting some sessions done for myself has really freed me up from a lot of that. I switched recently towards gearing more towards anxiety and trauma specifically, and that's been so amazing because, again, I can make such a difference with that. So with grief, I have taught and still believe that it's something you need to carry, process, to lighten, but the trauma and the anxiety parts of it are not parts that need to continue to be there. Grief is lifelong. Trauma and anxiety can be healed. So it's amazing to just get it cleared up and healed for these moms that I've been working with. It's really incredible to see the changes so quickly. And healing the trauma and anxiety, it doesn't take away the grief. But it sure makes life easier when you're not terrified every moment someone else is going to die, or you're not reliving their death, or you're not jumping at loud noises and terrified to go to sleep. So I love doing that for people. We bought a house, like I said, and I love it. I love living in a house. It's amazing to have a place that we can stay, that we don't have to leave. I love sitting at home and going nowhere. I'm sure my travel itch will come back, but for now, I'm happy to just be at home. Like, I don't even want to go anywhere. It's amazing. It's definitely more space than we know what to do with, even though it's not a big house, because we come from such a tiny space in the bus. And we have to buy everything, all new furniture, everything. So it's just one thing at a time. One space at a time, but I love being intentional about what I'm buying and what we're bringing in. I just really want to create this space to be home and cozy and welcoming. Looking back on my vision board for the year, 7 things that were on there happened. So that's cool. I'm excited to make another vision board and see what happens the next year. How I made my vision board is I put a bunch of pictures together in Canva, the app Canva or the website Canva, and made a collage of sorts. And then I downloaded it as a background on my computer and on my phone. So every time I use my devices, I see it. It's kind of a fun thing to do. We had baby number 8 this year, which sometimes I don't even know how I have 8 kids because I still feel like I'm 20 years old and I just got married, but here we are almost married 13 years and have 8 kids. And I've realized that while most people consider our family to be very large, I'm not sure I will ever feel like we have a big family. And I think the reason why is we have 8 kids, but I'm only taking care of 7. So there's always this missing hole, this emptiness in our family that makes our family feel smaller, even if it's a lot of kids. Our baby is just a bright joy of sunshine, and it's so amazing to watch the older kids interact with him. A baby just brings so many blessings to a family, and everyone benefits, and watching the kids love him is just so, so cute. So I think that's enough for now. As always, I'm sure that there's more that when I actually sit down with Justin to review our year and plan our next, maybe some other things will come up that I'm not thinking of right now. But I would encourage you to do something like this in your life. It's actually really amazing to look back on your year and process the lessons and notice the things that went well, and then dream about the next year. I know I'm kind of in a transition from a grief-only podcast to a motherhood podcast, so I want to acknowledge that doing this kind of thing can be impossible and hard if you're in deep grief, so I get it if it doesn't interest you, though I do think that doing it gives some sense of purpose, and having goals in your life gives some sort of meaning, which can be hard to find after your child died. So, there's my wins and losses for the year of 2023. I guess 2023 isn't completely over yet, but just about. So take care and sending you love this New Year's, whether you're ready to dive into a new year or dreading the new year. Be gentle with yourself wherever you're at. Again, come check out my free training on anxiety and trauma and how to get rid of it for good by going to www.getridofanxietyforgood.com. Take care, my friends. I'll see you next week. If you like this podcast and have found it helpful, I want to invite you to come check out Grieving Moms Haven. This is my monthly community for grieving moms, where you can learn positive coping mechanisms, find a safe space with others who understand, and learn lifelong skills that support you as you learn how to carry this weight of grief in your life. There are group coaching calls where we do guided meditations, tapping meditations, breath work, and just talk, knowing that everyone in the group is also walking the path of child loss. You can come check out Grieving Moms Haven at www.grievingmomshaven.com.